Welcome to PM. The Parliament of New Zealand in Wellington has paid solemn tribute to the victims of the Christchurch terror attack. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, delivered her statement of condolence today in English, in Maori and in Arabic, her tone at once grim and compassionate. She declared she would never speak the name of the alleged perpetrator, vowing to deny him the platform he sought for his extremist views. Instead, she delivered a heartfelt call for unity, overwhelmingly focused on the bereaved. We'll hear more of what she said from our correspondent in a moment. But the parliamentary session opened with a prayer sung in Arabic by Imam Nizam al-Haq Thanvi, followed by an English translation read by Imam Tahir Nawaz.
O all who believe, ask for help with patience and prayers. Verily, God is with people who are patient. And do not call those who are killed in the way of God as dead. In fact, they are alive, but you do not realize this.
One of the roles I never anticipated having and hoped never to have is to voice the grief of a nation. And in this role, I wanted to speak directly to the families. We cannot know your grief, but we can walk with you at every stage. We can and we will surround you with aroha, manaakitanga, and all that makes us us. Our hearts are heavy, but our spirit is strong. Let's support them as they gather again for worship. We are one. They are us. Tato, tato. Assalamu alaikum. We rahmet Allah. We barakatu.
Sounds from the opening of the New Zealand Parliament special session today.